Michelle Carter won the shot put gold medal at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Carter broke her own American record in the process with a heave of 67 feet, 8 and a quarter inches. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. This is a show, a program that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime online, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Michelle and her dad and coach Michael Carter became the first father-daughter combo to medal for Team USA in the history of the games. Michael won silver in the same sport in L.A. in 1984. And if you follow that up with three Super Bowl championships as a nose tackle with the San Francisco 49ers. Michelle Carter is back with me from her home in Texas. So with all those championships your dad won and the silver medal in the 84 Summer Olympics, Michelle, who's got the bigger trophy case? You've won an NCAA championship. You've had all kinds of USA championships. Who's got the bigger trophy case, you or your dad?
You know, it's funny because we always have this little battle between the two of us. Like, we go back to high school. So in high school, I've won more state championships than he did. I have 8 and he only has 6 because high school started in 10th grade when he was in school. Then we go to college. He has more NCAA titles than I do in college. And so for his career with track, actually ended his senior year with the Olympics and he had been in silver. But I couldn't do football. That wasn't my sport. But for me to surpass him, I had to get the one thing he didn't have, which was the Olympic gold medal. So right after the next day when I saw him, we getting ready for the medal presentation, we always have this joke. So I always said, I said to him, well, guess what, Dad? I was like, I won. I got gold. Like, you're only a silver medalist, so you can't tell me anything now.
All right, so were you sort of stressed out there in Rio trying to measure up to what your dad had done in the Olympics, or did living with his experience growing up in that, did that give you kind of an extra comfort level?
Actually, neither, just because my dad always wanted us to do what we wanted to do. He never pushed us into sports. I wouldn't say not sports, because we had to be active. That wasn't a choice. But how and what sport we wanted to do was our choice. So I grew up playing soccer and basketball. I didn't try track until the track coach at my junior high asked me to. And then I went home and asked my dad if I could try out, and he questioned me because he knew that everybody in our neighborhood knew what he accomplished in track and field, but he knew that we didn't because I grew up with my dad playing football. I wasn't born until after the Olympics, so I had no idea what he did in track and field. I just knew him as a football player and as my dad. So when I picked track and field, he was like, okay, if you want to do this, we will do this. But if you don't, you don't have to. I was like, you know what, I'll try it. There's no harm in trying it. And then from that day on, he told me that he was going to be my coach and that I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and I didn't. I didn't really realize what all he had actually accomplished until I got to high school. But then I didn't feel that pressure from my dad because my dad wanted me to be the best that I can be and not live up to his standards, but to live up, his accomplishments. But he wanted me to live up to my own expectation and my own standards that are set for me and not the ones that were set for him.
Yeah, yeah. You became the first American woman to ever win a gold medal in shot put. What was that like there in Rio when you climbed to the top step of the podium, gold medal draped around your neck, and you heard your national anthem?
It was an amazing feeling. In that moment, I just realized I had to think about how many years I've been doing this. Like, I was being prepared for this moment for 20 years. Like, it took that long for me to get there by throwing the shot put, and it just made me appreciate the journey. And so the medal means more to me than that. I was just able to win that day. It shows that I was able to not give up on myself. I didn't stop believing. I'm an overcomer. I was able to do these things that I'm actually stronger than I know that I am, or I knew that I am, or was. And I was just so grateful in that moment, and that I was able to share that moment with my dad, who was my coach there, my teammates for Team USA, and the rest of the world, because there's been a lot of people following my journey all these years. And for that to finally happen, not just for me, but for all of us, it was just an amazing feeling.
Yeah. 2016, your third Olympics, London and Beijing, the other Olympic experiences for you. How about summer of 2020 in Tokyo? You going to be there?
Well, yes, I am planning to be in Tokyo. Of course, with our Olympic trial system, I have to try out all over again in 2020. And the top three makes the team, so that's what I am training for. I'm getting ready for to go back to defend my gold medal.
Very good. Michelle Carter, four-time state champion in shot put at Red Oak High in Red Oak, Texas, world junior gold medal winner and Olympic gold medal winner for Team USA. I tell you what, we're OOT here, Michelle. We're out of time, so I'm going to ask you back for another visit on sports and commentary and talk about your faith and visit a little bit about the ministry that God's laid upon your heart to help struggling teenagers with body image issues, direct them in the right way, and share your faith that way. So thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.